Listening.
And so by describing something everyone knows about, we can see how chemistry affects every part of our lives. Take two elements. In this case, hydrogen and oxygen. They're both very common and are different from each other. Hydrogen has the atomic number 1 and oxygen 8. Because they're elements, there's nothing we can do to break them down anymore. Nor can we turn one element into another. What we can do is join them together, to bond them, as a chemist would say. Let's take two molecules of hydrogen and one of oxygen. We then have not two elements, but one compound. To a chemist, it is H2O, but to the non-scientist, it's water. Now, we can reduce the temperature of this water to 0 degrees C, and it becomes ice. Or we can increase the temperature to 100 degrees C, and it becomes steam. To a chemist, though, it's still H2O. What has happened is that the substance has changed its form. As ice, it's water in a solid form. As steam, it's water in the form of a gas. Of course, we're most familiar with water as a liquid. However, by adding or taking away heat from H2O, we've made it undergo a transformation. And this adding or taking away heat is, in a very simple form, a chemical process. We see it happen very often when we make ice for a drink, or in the winter when the rain falls as snow. We see it every time we boil water for cooking. Other chemical processes look more complicated because they have more different materials bonding in different quantities, but the process is the same. For example, when oil is used to make petrol,